This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin. 605 new cases of the coronavirus were reported in Arkansas yesterday, along with one more death. The Department of Health says that's on top of 587 cases and five deaths on Saturday. Heading into the holiday weekend, the governor and other officials warned people going out in public to exercise social distancing or wear a mask, saying that with current circumstances, they were five times more likely to get the virus than on Memorial Day weekend. Joining me to offer his perspective is Dr. Joe Thompson, former state surgeon general and today president and CEO of the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement. Dr. Thompson, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You tweeted on Independence Day that you were at Greer's Ferry Lake in North Arkansas. Did it seem like people around you were being responsible?
Michael, I saw a change from Memorial Day weekend. I saw, more people having distance. I saw fewer, boats crowded together. I saw a few masks, but I did not see everybody being consistent with their masks. So I think as a state, clearly the numbers show that we are not in control of this virus, and we need more people statewide to do their part to help us gain that control.
Last week, you took part in an online forum with the Arkansas Municipal League, which worked with the governor in drafting an ordinance to allow individual cities to require people to wear masks in public. After previously expressing some hesitation about such an order, Governor Asa Hutchinson signed an executive order allowing that on Friday. Do you think cities being able to enact such an ordinance will help?
Michael, I think we have to use every voice possible to actually amplify the message that this is a pandemic. None of us have any immunity to it, and the numbers are growing at a rate that portends a very, very serious future. So I think the governor's actions to enable and empower local mayors to actually lend their voice and their political, influence was an important step. My board has called on employers statewide to require employees, customers, visitors, if they're unable to achieve shared space, to have a requirement for masks. Only by businesses, governments, state and local, church leaders, others, amplifying the message that this is a serious risk, are we going to get control of it?
Yesterday, the governor said on NBC's Meet the Press that there's a virus fatigue that is set in, where people are starting to get a little more sloppy in their precautions.
I think we're all ready to get back to normal. Unfortunately, we are not going back to the experiences that we had before, at least in the near term. We must achieve a new normal that has social distancing, that has good and enhanced personal hygiene, and most important, the wearing of facial coverings. We know how this virus spreads. It is a respiratory virus. It spreads from one person to the next through respiratory droplets that are expressed, and anything we can do to break that transmission, we must take those steps to do so now.
You served as the Surgeon General for 10 years under Governors Mike Huckabee and Mike Beebe. Any thoughts or advice you would offer at this point about how the administration is handling this pandemic?
I think the governor and Secretary Smith have been doing a good job of keeping the public up to date on a daily basis, demonstrating and role modeling, good behavior. I think it's the amplifier we need to find. And in the steps the governor took on Friday to unleash the mayors in their communities, I think that's one step. I think we may need the health department to start being more public about where COVID-positive individuals have been so that people understand that if I was at the Walmart Supercenter at Saturday at 1 o'clock, I was in the presence of another individual or more that had COVID-19. People need to see this as a risk, so that we can maintain the vigilance that we need and not succumb to the fatigue that the governor mentioned.
That's Dr. Joe Thompson, president and CEO of the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, which is an independent, nonpartisan group. Thanks very much for talking with me.
Thank you, Michael. Have a safe week.
You too. This is KUAR 89.1.